Senator John Brown says many predicted the program would increase the price of gas from 49 to 51 cents per gallon. Brown says a Washington Policy Center report shows the governor's office initially predicted a similar price jump, then changed course to get public support for the policy.
We had fiscal notes when this bill was before us. We had nonpartisan evaluations done outside the legislature. They all told us essentially the same thing, that we're going to have significant increases in the price of fuel, and that's happened.
Inslee claimed cap and trade would not increase gas prices or would do so only by pennies. Brown says the governor is now scapegoating others for his false claims, but he and legislative Democrats should own the gas price gains.
They want less carbon. They think the way to do that is to make it more expensive. And then when it's more expensive and the people of the state of Washington say, hey, I can't afford to live here in this great state, now, we didn't mean to do that, or no, it's somebody else's problem. They know very well what it will do, what it has done.
I'm Tracy Ellis.